Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter has been anything but smooth. But the use of hate speech has gone up, for example, causing people to leave the platform and advertisers to back out. Thousands of Twitter employees have been laid off. The Boston Globe reports that at least 55 people in Twitter's Boston office have been let go. The manner of these layoffs have grabbed national headlines and drawn the attention of Boston labor attorney and former Massachusetts Attorney General candidate Shannon Liss Reardon. Earlier this month, she filed a class action lawsuit against Twitter, and she joins us now. Shannon, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So tell us about this lawsuit. You filed it shortly after Elon Musk acquired Twitter. What prompted you to file it?
Yes, we filed the lawsuit Thursday night as rumors were swirling that Musk was about to lay off half of Twitter's workforce. While I was drafting the complaint, I was getting texts and calls from Twitter employees who told me, oh, I just got locked out of my accounts. So we quickly filed it Thursday night. It appeared that he was going to do these massive layoffs with no regard for federal law that requires notice, advance notice, before there are mass layoffs. And the story has just continued to get even more interesting since then. He has no regard for employees' rights.
So what is the goal of this suit? Is it you're representing people who were laid off? Is it to get their jobs back, to get a recompense? What is the goal of the suit?
So Under the WARN Act, people are entitled to 60 days notice or 60 days pay if there's a mass layoff. So what happened was Friday morning, there were massive layoffs, reportedly half of Twitter's workforce. It turns out that they did provide, at least for some people, not for everybody, that they would be on the payroll until January 4th, but they'd be in a non-working status. But then they also said that they were going to give them 1 month severance, even though the employees had been promised more than that. Over the summer, when there was a lot of concern about what was going to happen when Musk took over, if Musk took over Twitter, Twitter was very concerned that employees were going to leave in droves. So they made promises to employees to keep them to stay. One of them was that if there were layoffs, they would have at least as favorable benefits and severance as they had previously. Musk came in and he just reneged on that promise. Mm. So the lawsuit is seeking the severance that the employees are entitled to under that prior agreement and promises that were made to them. And most importantly, we're really concerned that he's about to do the same thing that we saw him do earlier this year in another case that I have against Elon Musk, and that is break the law, but then quickly send out separation agreements to all the affected employees and try to get them to sign away their rights before they even realize that they have rights and that a lawsuit has been filed on their behalf.
Yeah.
So I filed an emergency motion last night asking for an order that he not be permitted to do that, because he's announced he's going to do that this week. And we're asking that he not be allowed to unwittingly get employees to sign away their rights without realizing that we filed this lawsuit to protect them.
And you mentioned before another lawsuit. You also sued, filed a class action lawsuit against Tesla when Elon Musk was running that as well. And I just want to, you mentioned the WARN Act, which is the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act of 1988, which is a law. There's both a federal law and a state law, in this case, California law, that protects workers from the impacts of unexpected job loss and requiring employers to give notice. So why did you file this suit? You said you filed the suit on Thursday. Elon Musk officially took over on Friday. Why preemptively file it?
Well, so he had already actually started the layoff. So the lead plaintiff in the case got laid off last Tuesday with no notice, no severance offered, nothing. And then also, like I said, that Thursday night, we were getting calls and texts from people who had been locked out of their accounts. So they knew that they were being laid off, even though they hadn't officially gotten any notice about it. So we filed it preemptively again to protect the employees' rights, because we knew that he was going to pull the same trick, and he did, or he is doing that he did in the Tesla case, which was to try to unwittingly get people to sign away their rights. And when we filed that case against him this summer and a similar emergency motion that was granted, Musk actually responded and called the case trivial. And I thought that was very concerning when the richest man in the world would say that federal labor protections are trivial. The federal court didn't think it was so trivial.
So we reached out to Twitter for comment, but we did not hear back in time for the show. Has there been any filing in response from Twitter yet?
Well, this latest filing, we just filed at about 1 a.m., so we're waiting for the official response.
What about the answer to the federal class action suit itself?
Oh, again, that was filed just late Thursday night, early Friday morning. Okay. So no official response yet.
So you filed class actions against other companies. We talked about Tesla. You've also filed lawsuits with the rideshare service Uber and others. What is your interest in following possible labor law violations with these tech companies? Why do you think class action suits are necessary for them?
Well, I mean, there are so many ways that employers try to take advantage of workers. The tech industry is just one of those industries, but there have been some pretty rampant violations in recent years by tech companies. And class action lawsuits is a way to enforce laws and hold companies accountable and make sure that workers get their rights under the laws. You know, we have some strong laws in place, but they don't do us much good unless they're enforced. And this is a way to try to get them enforced and make companies comply with what our legislature, state representatives, and Congress have asked of employers.
Yeah, so help our listeners understand that. There are people in place, the Department of Justice, state attorney general offices. Why do we also need these civil suits in order to hold companies like Twitter accountable?
We need these civil suits because our public agencies and public entities are not able to be everywhere. They don't have the resources. They don't always have the will to enforce our laws. So it's the work that I've been doing through my career. I called myself a private attorney general. We have in our country a system in place where our rights can be enforced under these laws privately through private litigation as well as through public enforcement.
So sometimes these lawsuits, the road isn't always smooth for them. In 2016, for example, the $100 million settlement you reached with Uber was rejected by a federal judge who called it, quote, not fair, adequate, and reasonable because it wasn't good enough for the drivers. You also faced some criticism for taking tens of millions of dollars in legal fees in filing this. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I would like to talk about that case because I think there was a lot of misinformation put out about it. First of all, I didn't take tens of millions of dollars of legal fees because the court didn't approve the settlement. And the court was wrong, frankly. I had warned that I had negotiated a historic settlement of $100 million. And it was hanging by a thread because I knew that it was based on a really wonderful ruling I got from the court certifying that massive class action. But I knew it was very vulnerable on appeal. And a bunch of lawyers come out of the woodwork. Unfortunately, this happens in these cases. They attacked the settlement because they were trying to get in on the attorney's fees. The court, unfortunately, didn't approve the settlement. And as I warned, case went up on appeal. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decertified the class. So that settlement, that $100 million disappeared. So I was vindicated in that. It was unfortunate that, you know, there were attacks made on me because I was doing my job as a labor lawyer. The way that we get paid in these cases, they're on a contingency basis. We only get paid if we recover something for people. And I've only taken fees that have been approved by courts and that are approved under the law and what is done in this industry. So it's just unfortunate that those attacks were made by lawyers who were just, frankly, trying to get a piece of the fees that I had earned.
All right. I want to go back to Twitter for a moment. USA Today is reporting that Twitter has lost more than a million followers since Musk took over the company. There's also news by Casey Newton, who is the founder and editor of Platformer, that Twitter's CISO, Chief Privacy Office, and Chief Compliance Officer all resigned last night. Watching this, what concerns do you have about what is continuing to happen at Twitter while you wait for this lawsuit to move forward?
What we're seeing at Twitter is a day-by-day disaster. I have not seen a company go through something like what has happened in this company over the last few days. for Elon Musk to think that he can just come in, slash half of the workplace, and continue doing what the company has been doing. It's just kind of ludicrous and absurd. Yes, we've heard that the senior officials are gone. We've heard that entire teams have just been taken out. A chief compliance officer. I mean, it's just very concerning. You've got a company of this size, and no one is really steering the ship, except for Elon, apparently, who seems to be acting pretty erratically. The other thing that we heard this morning is that that he has now officially told employees, okay, you need to be back at work in the office tomorrow, 40 hours a week, no exceptions unless I personally approve it. So that's actually another claim that we have in the lawsuit that I filed last Thursday night, which is that one of the promises made to the employees during all of that period of uncertainty in the months leading up to his purchase of the company was that they could continue working remotely for at least a year following Musk's purchase of the company. And people relied on that, and they didn't jump ship. They didn't go look for other job opportunities because they relied on that, and Twitter did that to try to keep everyone from jumping ship before he came on. And then he turns around and within a couple of weeks just obliterates that. One of the lead plaintiffs we have in our case is living and working out of their home in Hawaii, reporting to the San Francisco office, and now they just got this notice that they have to be back tomorrow full time.
So is there another platform that can replicate Twitter? I have a Twitter account. I know you do as well. Are you still using Twitter, first of all?
I haven't used it since the campaign. I'm seeing whether we're gonna start it up again.
But is that one of the reasons why you're filing the suit? I mean, it's not just for the employees. A lot of people use this platform.
That is my job. I'm a labor lawyer. I look out for the rights of employees. I enforce worker protection. So that's why I'm doing this lawsuit. But there are obviously lots of concerns about the fact that Twitter is it's a public forum. It is just widely used in our society as a way for people to communicate. And, you know, I had mentioned that, you know, in the olden days, millionaires would buy newspapers in order to wield political influence. And now in today's day and age, social media is that town square. So now you see billionaires buying social media platforms in order to wield influence. And Musk was tweeting to people to vote Republican in the midterms. Very concerning to have our public forum under the control of someone who is using it for these purposes.
Shannon Liss Reardon is a labor attorney with Licton and Liss Reardon PC in Boston, and she's representing plaintiffs in a class action lawsuit against Twitter. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.